Leonardo pointed to a short, dark-haired girl standing by herself. The girl didn't look at all like an angel to Jack. She looked like an ordinary kid. Leonardo put down his basket, untied a small book from his belt, and pulled out a piece of chalk. He started to draw. "I have been seeking an angel for one of my paintings," he murmured as he sketched the girl. "I think I may have found her." In a moment, Leonardo was done. "There." He showed his sketch to Jack and Annie. With just a few quick lines, he had created an angel. The drawing looked just like the real girl, yet somehow she really did look like an angel now.
"That's the nicest angel I've ever seen," said Annie.
"I don't know," said Leonardo. "I fear the nose is not quite right. I'm afraid I must keep looking." He tore the page out of his sketchbook. "Perhaps you and Jack would like to have this."
"Oh, yes," said Annie. "Thank you."
"I'll carry it," said Jack. He took the drawing from Leonardo and carefully slid it into his bag, between the pages of their research book. Leonardo put away his chalk and sketchbook and picked up his basket. "Come along," he said. Jack and Annie half walked and half ran, trying to keep up with Leonardo's long strides. "When I travel through the streets, I am always gathering information," Leonardo said. "I observe like a scientist. For instance, after years of observation, I now know there are 10 different types of noses."
"Really?" said Annie.
She felt her nose.
"Yes," said Leonardo. "Straight, round, pointed, flat, narrow. Of course, that is from the side. If you look people straight in the face, you will find 11 types of noses."
"No kidding," said Jack.
Jack tried to get a good look at the noses they passed. He saw flat ones, round ones, straight ones, but many were hard to describe. "My observations have also led me to conclude that there are many more types of mouths than noses," said Leonardo. "But the location of every mouth is almost always the same. It is halfway between the base of the nose and the chin."
"Really?" said Annie.
She held up two fingers trying to measure the distance between her nose, mouth, and chin.
"I think you're right, Leonardo."
"I study people's expressions and gestures," said Leonardo. "I study their hands, their eyes, their hair. But to be a truly great artist, you must learn to combine your observations with your imagination." Suddenly he stopped. "Look up, look up."
Jack and Annie stopped and looked up.
"See the clouds?" said Leonardo.
A few billowy clouds dotted the sky. "What do they look like to you?" asked Leonardo. "What sorts of things?"
"Big white blobs," thought Jack. "The biggest one looks sort of like a castle," said Annie.
"Good, good," said Leonardo.
"And that little one looks like a dog's head," said Annie. "Like a Scotty puppy."
"A Scotty puppy," thought Jack.
He squinted, trying to see a puppy.
"Excellent," said Leonardo. "And you, Jack, what about that one?"
He pointed at a long cloud. "What do you see?" Jack studied it.
Well, I guess it sort of looks like a boat," he said.
"Wonderful," said Leonardo.
"I get ideas for my paintings from everything. I look at a watermark on a wall and see an old woman's face. I look at a food stain on my tablecloth and see a horse. I study rain puddles and rocks and see oceans and mountains."
"Oh, I do that kind of thing too," said Annie.
"I imagine that the very first drawing might have been a simple line drawn around the shadow of a man on the wall of a cave," said Leonardo.
"Wow,"
breathed Annie.
"Pretty cool," thought Jack. He liked Leonardo's way of thinking. "Listen now to the cathedral bells," said Leonardo. Jack listened. The bells played notes that went up and down.
Bong, bing, bong, bing. Bong, bing, bong, bing.
"I hear the bells' voices as if they were singing to me," said Leonardo. "Can you hear what they are saying?"
"Well, no,"
thought Jack. He just heard bongs and bings.
"They're saying, 'You have much to do this Monday, Leonardo da Vinci. Get to work.'" Leonardo laughed. "So let us be on our way, my friends."
And the great genius took off, walking quickly through the streets of Florence.